today's epistle is not clear in every respect, and I think it is worth giving some thought to it. The first thing which Paul the Apostle underlines, he who had been a law-abiding, very strict disciple of the synagogue, was that simply doing the things which the law commands does not save us. Because salvation does not consist in being righteous, being able to say before God, I have done all that thou commandest, but in entering in such a communion with God that the law, again, to use his own words, should be within our hearts, within us, be our very nature. And in that sense, being the doers of the law may make us righteous in the sense that we'll have done all that was commanded, and yet only brought us to the frontier of life. And this is what he meant when, in another place, St. Paul says that the law is like a teacher. We know what a teacher is in our ordinary experience. It is someone who takes us when we are small, teaches us step by step until we are mature enough to do without him and to enter in a mature and responsible way into the life which is before us. So was the law of the Old Testament. It prepared by disciplining the people of Israel and beyond them all those who entered under the law. It prepared all of them to come to the threshold where they would take full responsibility for life. And then Christ comes. Christ also gives us commandments, but they have another quality. He himself says that when you will have fulfilled all that I've told you, recognize, confess, that you are still unworthy servants. Because it is not in the doing, but in the becoming that lies the mystery of salvation, the mystery of freedom and of the gospel. One of the ancient writers of Christendom says that there are three ways of being obedient to God. One can obey his will for fear of punishment. One may obey him because one hopes for a reward. One may be a slave or a hireling. Neither of these conditions make us close to our master. But there is only one way in which doing the will of God is a manner of communing with him. It is the attitude of the Son, who so loves, so reveres his Father, that every word of his, every advice, every command, every example he gives is for him a road to maturity, a way of becoming truly himself by becoming more than he is at a given moment. And that is the way of the commands of Christ. Christ has brought to us the law of freedom, that is, we are no longer slaves or hirelings, we are called to be sons and daughters of the Most High. And this is what Paul means when he says that Christ, in his sense, does away with the commandments, the law of the Old Testament. But he is not a breaker of the law. He does not sin against it. He transcends it. by being the way, the truth, the life, which opens before us when we have reached that point when a guide, a human guide, a formal guide is no longer enough. And what does he mean when he says that he does not live himself anymore? It is Christ who lives in him. We all know something of it. When we revere someone, when we love someone, we identify with the other person in thought, in heart, in will, in ways. Not that we ape the other person, but we try to emulate the other person, to be worthy of being like the other person. And this is what he means. He discovered Christ as his God. He discovered him as the teacher of life, of eternal life that begins already on earth, in those who discover who Christ truly is and who become his messengers on earth. And vanguard of the kingdom, people whom he sends to bring a message of liberation. We know that again at times from examples in our life or in the life of others. I remember a person who had come out of a concentration camp where danger of death, continuous suffering was his lot. And he said to me that the moment I was freed, I realized that I was born again, that all I had been had died out in the camp, that the new life I was given was a gift and was not mine. It was God's, and I had to live in such a way that God should live in me, act through me, that I should be his eyes and his ears, his compassion, his love, his truth. And it happened also to people who come to the brink of death and who, knowing that they are about to die, for some inconceivable, humanly speaking, reason, are healed. Some forget, but some realize that if they are alive now, it is not by the power of their natural life. It is not the continuation of the life of the past. It is a new life which is given them. And that this new life must be lived on new terms, on terms on which the previous one could not or would not be lived. Let us reflect on this. Because we all say in so many litanies, let us commend ourselves and one another and all our life to Christ our God. Usually we think of it as though we're saying, let us look to him for safety. Let us put our lives in his care. Let us abandon ourselves to him, counting on him to save us from all adversity. It is not what we mean. It means that generously, courageously, wholeheartedly, perhaps by an act of will that transcends our very good will, our very proclivity towards evil, we say to Christ, I don't want to live my life. I want to live yours. I do not want to live according to my own standards. I want to live according to yours. This is what Paul perceived when he first met Christ and discovered the one he was out to persecute, to destroy, was in reality the Son of God become the Son of Man. Each of us should have realized that long ago, because we all were baptized into Christ. Over each of us was read the passage of the epistle that said that in Him we die and in Him we resurrect. That we die for everything which is not worthy of our divine vocation, and now in an act of will and of faith, that is of surrender and faithfulness, we intend to live the life of Christ, so that Christ's life should pervade us, fill us, unfold itself in us, that we should be within the limits of our faith, of our faithfulness, of our courage, His presence and the revelation of His. Let us reflect again and again on this confusing passage of the Epistle to the Galatians. See where we belong, and if we do not belong where our Christian vocation calls us to be, let us make a decision. Take a resolution. Take ourselves in hand. And having taken ourselves in hand, taken possession of ourselves, give the whole of us into the hands of God. Amen. The blessing of the Lord be upon you, by His grace and love towards mankind, always, now and forever, and world without end. Воскреси из мертвых Христос, истинный Бог наш, молитв ради Пречистая Своя Матери, святых славных и всехвальных апостолов, иже во святых отца нашего Иоанна Златоустого, преподобных и богоносных отец наших Сергия Радонежского и Серафима Саровского, святители Власия Севастийского, Стефана Сурожского, святых и праведных Богу Отец, Иоакима и Анны, и всех святых, помилует и спасет нас, яко благ и человека любит.